Hello, everybody. I am switching from doing monthly forecast videos on YouTube to doing weekly ones. So every Sunday or early Monday, I'm going to post a week ahead video for the week from Monday to Monday. The reason I'm doing that is because the month ahead ones are so very long. And so I thought, let's do this in chunks. I'm actually going to try and get them done a little bit earlier than this. So I might post them on a Friday for the Monday, but I'm starting now. I'm rejigging and restructuring some things in my business, and I am going to switch to doing weekly videos. So the first thing I'm going to do, because this week ahead, starting on Monday the 27th, actually takes us into December. So I'm going to change my wonderful calendar to December. This is by She Who Is Art. You can buy her art on Etsy. I love her calendars. The calendars have all kinds of dates of festivals and new and full moons and things on as well. And she's just amazing. So here's Joan of Arc. I'm not too sure who the other two are, but I just love her art anyway. And this is her art too, Hecate. But anyway, the week ahead, that starting November the 27th at 1 minute after midnight, I am going to be sharing the chart and take you through the week in quite detail, but more looking at the patterns and days. But I pulled a card for the week ahead and I got, whoops, sorry, the Hanged Man. And this is the principle of surrender and breaking old patterns, which really does not surprise me if we look at the astrology, and you will see what I mean when I say that. And so I want to read you a quote that goes with this card from the wonderful Angeles Arian's book on the Thoth Tarot, or the Thoth Tarot, which this is. The world would have you agree with its dismal dream of limitation, but the light would have you soar like the eagle of your sacred visions. And that is by Alan Cohen. And I might put that quote actually in the description of the with this podcast, because this is very relevant to what's happening this week. So let's dive in and share the screen and just take you through the next 7 days beginning tomorrow. You can see I've set this for Eastern time. So, and I'm not going to move the chart for every individual aspect. I'm going to take you through each day from the beginning of that day. So we start Monday with the Gemini full moon that's going to be at 4 degrees Gemini. I did a whole podcast on the full moon. I do new and full moon podcasts as well. And I also do videos for other major things happening. So that kind of go into a little bit more detail on each one. But this is a Gemini full moon, and this in itself is mutable. Gemini is a mutable sign. Sagittarius is a mutable sign. The moon, a full moon, is in opposition. But you can see as well that we also have Ceres and Mars in the sign of Sagittarius now. And they've all been squaring Saturn in Pisces. And once we add some of my favorite asteroids, we also have Hecate and Black Moon Lilith over here in the sign of Virgo. And this really is forming a mutable grand cross or grand square, which is really a very tense kind of configuration of bringing change. And so, it brings me back to that quote and the breaking of old patterns. And there's more to that as well, because later in the day, on the 27th, Saturn finally leaves the 0 degree mark of Pisces for the last time in almost 30 years. He's been sat at that 0 degree mark since October the 11th, after his retrograde. Saturn retrograded from 7 degrees back to 0 degrees Pisces and has been sat at 0 degrees for so long. October the 11th to now, I think I worked out that's 48 days. But later on Monday, Saturn will leave that degree. And Saturn has been asking us to review our limiting beliefs, our self-imposed limitations, where we don't have faith in ourselves, where we don't trust ourselves. And that brings me back to the Hanged Man. So not only do we have all this mutable energy bringing major shifts and changes of perspective, of belief, of ideas, and showing us the way forward in Virgo to find meaningful work, Saturn also leaves the building of that 0 degree of taking a leap into the unknown and starts to move forward much faster. So that's quite the start to the week, right? But also in the early on Monday morning, exactly at 8:27 a.m. Eastern, Mercury in Sagittarius, said to be in detriment because it can be a little bit blunt, actually squares Neptune. And Mercury has also just been trine this Eris North Node conjunction, which is also exact at 10 a.m. exactly Eastern. And so we're going to speak to these all together. Mercury square to Neptune in Pisces and Mercury in Sagittarius, the two signs of faith, belief, philosophy, higher exploration of trust and faith and belief, and then the trine to Eris and the North Node in Aries is about our identity and taking a stand for ourselves. And so there's a whole thing there, really, in my opinion, about trusting your inner knowing and about developing and creating this inner dialogue with whatever the divine is, not looking out there to organized religion. So there's a big shakeup about that. And I did actually share a wonderful post about that from an ex-pastor, actually, who talked about that. You do not need that. And this is the way I think we're going. We are going to realizing that the answer is within, not in some big daddy kind of minister with some rules and following all these rules that were probably written down centuries ago and so on. We are moving towards the divine within. So that's really the first day. It's kind of like everything is contained within that full moon and those aspects, except that the moon will move on and will square Juno, our sacred contracts asteroid, and square Nessus, which is revealer of abuses. And because that's still under the full moon energy, and the moon in Gemini is very curious and Mercury ruled, and Mercury's doing all those other aspects, you may find out about more kind of dirt, if you like, about some secrets that have been hidden, about abuses of power, about people that have abused their position and so on. So it's going to be an interesting start to the week, but I've kind of talked on and on, but incidentally, as the moon squares, forms that T-square with this, this is going to take you into higher meaning and realize that the only answer really is being whole unto oneself and of treating yourself with the respect and love that you may have sought in others. Okay, and Mercury will also sextile Chiron at that point. And Chiron in Aries is about ruling, really kind of healing our identity wounds. Then into the next day. So we're going to go to Tuesday. And I promise that the 27th was always a big day. So this, we're not going to be as long on every day. So on Tuesday, the 28th, you can see the moon is still in Gemini. And at that 15 degree mark has just finished perfecting this T-square with Nessus and Juno. And incidentally, the square to Nessus is really strong because Nessus is stationing direct on the 29th, on Wednesday. So that's been another point of tension and force change, but also a force of surrendering. You can see, but by Tuesday morning, Saturn is now off that 0 degree. But on Tuesday, the Gemini moon will trine Hygieia, which is preventative health and holistic health, in the sign really of our nervous system. And I've been talking a lot about polyvagal theory recently, and that is about calming the nervous system and calming your freeze, flight, fear, all that kind of response. And so you might want to look into that a little bit if you are activated by all of this. But then the moon will also trine Venus. So really this is kind of an air grand trine of shifting ideas. Venus is coming up to that south node of, you know, saying no more kind of codependence and kind of relying on the other and trying to just play nice for the sake of playing nice. Again, not about becoming an aggressive monster, but really about, you know, just, you know, that time where we just feel we have to put on this, the social mores and play nice just for the sake of playing nice. No more doing that. You have to kind of stand up for yourself. And we can see the Eris North Node conjunction is starting to separate, but really it's all happening together. And then the Sun over here in Sagittarius will square off to Black Moon Lilith. And so we're starting more change under that full moon, more kind of saying, live your truth, live a life of meaning, okay. And then the moon will sextile the Eris North Node conjunction, activating that, going, yeah, it's really time to kind of shake things up a little bit and take a stand for yourself. Okay. And then the moon will square Neptune and oppose Mercury. So really kind of another mutable T-square saying change, change, change your perspectives, change your voice, speak your truth, speak your higher truth. But it's also this energy coming in of downloads galore right now. It's quite astounding. Right, and then we'll move on to the 29th. So we actually start the 29th with the moon moving into the sign of Cancer at 1:53 a.m. So just finishing up in Gemini as we move into the 29th, depending where your time zone is. And then the moon will, once the moon moves into Cancer and hits those early degrees, the moon will trine Saturn, now at that 1 degree, will trine Haumea, the planet of creatrix, the creative energy of birthing from every part of her body, but also birth can be messy. And this is in water signs, a water grand sign. It's kind of like we are really getting in touch with our deepest emotions and learning to feel them, I think, in our body, and learning to express them in a way that we've perhaps been unable to before. Then at 8:20 a.m. on Wednesday, Nessus stations direct at this point, 15 degrees, 21 minutes. And that is a real, every time we've had these stations in the sign of Pisces, when Saturn station direct, when Neptune station retrograde, and so on and so forth, and now Nessus stationing direct, I always think of these as tides turning, especially because they're immutable signs, changeable signs. Tides really do seem to be turning in so many ways for so many people as well in their lives So you can see at this point, actually, and I'm just going to point it out, we actually have this Earth Grand Trine building, and when the moon moves into the sign of Cancer, we have that water Grand Trine building as well. And really, kind of, that's to a loose degree, another Star of David. We are in astounding times of change, right? So just note that we have these two grand trines flowing and really kind of speaking to each other over time. So we've got earth changes, water changes bringing in the energy of the divine feminine, for want of a better word, bringing this connection with body and emotions and nature. It's quite lovely. And then moving onwards on the 29th, the Cancer moon will come up and trine Pallas Athena, the wise owl. So you may get some deep inner emotional insights. And then the moon will conjunct Vesta, saying self-love, learning to love yourself, learning to it reignite that inner flame is most important thing of all as we move into this new paradigm. Then later in that day, the Venus at 12:16 will actually conjunct the South Node and oppose the North Node, and then oppose Eris. And that's saying, no more Miss Nice Guy, no more. Again, not encouraging you to become a raging monster, but speaking up for yourself, taking a stand for yourself, putting yourself first in a healthy way is really what this is all about. And then after that, the Cancer moon will sextile Hecate. So we get a little bit of encouragement about moving forward on our path of being more whole and having meaning in our life and more healing. And then the moon will also, of course, then oppose Pholus. We've had this Vesta Pholus opposition, which is separating, but the moon will oppose that. And we may find more things come out of Pandora's box when the moon activates that. It's been an ongoing process for that as well. And now, and Juno and Pholus actually oppose each other exactly at 9:08 p.m. later on the 29th. And of course, that's, probably going to reveal something about our sacred contracts with others, those we're in significant relationships with, but it's pulling us towards surrendering and letting go and trusting that you will be okay. Remember that quote, the world would have you agree with its dismal dream of limitation, but the light would have you soar like the eagle of your sacred visions. So just please remember that quote, okay? Now then, we're going to move on to the 30th. So we're going to speed things up a little bit here and move on to Thursday. Thursday, you could see the moon is still in Cancer. By November the 30th, we'll trine asteroid Lilith at the goddess degree, the number of the witch. And so more kind of stepping into that raw elemental divine feminine within all of us and collectively, moving into that connection with our feelings and so on. And so Uranus on the 30th over here, still having my Uranus square, still square the point of the Venus star point. That was August the 13th, right? At 20 Leo over here. Uranus is going to come up and square Hygieia, preventative health, the seer. But in the sign of the people, what do we have to do? What do we have to radically change to protect our nervous system and balance it and step into that really kind of balanced state and the awareness of what, whenever something takes you out of that balance, What do we have to change to do that? What practices can we do? Okay, and this might bring some radical change out in the world as well, but we're looking at you really. Then Vesta Vesta and Pallas Athena trine off to each other. Again, we're really getting these insights into really in getting in tune with our emotional responses and how we feel, and recognizing some very old kind of memories that trigger these responses sometimes. It's really such a time of healing. Okay. And then the moon will trine Nessus and sextile Juno, who just opposed each other, so activating that again. And the moon will square Chiron, saying, come on, you know you can do this. But the answer is self-care, self-love. I really encourage you to really, I know I talk about it a lot, but really tune into your inner shell, your inner crab. Pull that shell down and say, what practices do I need to really learn to treat myself extraordinarily well, do extraordinary self-care, and learn to love myself more? And then the moon will sextile Uranus and quincunx Hygieia, that's activating all of that energy. And then we finish on November the 30th with the moon coming up and squaring Uranus, squaring Eris, sorry, and squaring the North Node, squaring the South Node, and then squaring Venus into the morning and trine to Neptune. So, you know, it's a constant week, really, of change, of shaking things up, of making some radical changes. And I'm really going to encourage you to kind of make this list and say, you know, I've kind of done it with my clients, but I think it's getting kind of more crucial for us all as the world seems to go to pot, of literally make a list of self-care practices, restorative practices, practices that calm your nervous system. Could be 5 minutes breathing, could be your walk outside, could be putting your feet on the grass, not here because we've got snow on the ground. It could anything, you know. Make the list and keep adding to it as you find more things. They don't have to be long, really extensive or expensive things. I'm not talking pampering. I'm talking about practices that when you feel you're getting out of balance, you tune in and do a little practice that restores that nervous system and calms it. Okay. And then on to December the 1st, Friday, happy Venus Day, and the moon squares Venus to kind of finish that square with the nodes and things, and saying, yes, you can love yourself. You can put yourself first. Okay. And then the moon will come up and oppose Pluto for one of the last times. You know, January the 20th, Pluto is going to go into Aquarius for most of 2024. As I talked about in my 2024 preview, which incidentally is available to buy as a download with slides and transcript. I'll put that in the description. This is one of the last times that the moon's going to oppose Pluto. It will happen a couple more times, but you know, we're kind of getting that activation of where have we changed since 2008? Where have we become less reliant on the big daddy, the structures, the rules and things, and learned to go within? Okay. And then the moon will move into Leo, but at the same time, Mercury moves into Capricorn. Okay, so Mercury moves into Capricorn at 9:31 a.m. on December the 1st, and the tone of your thoughts gets a little bit more serious. It's like more structured, more like determined to do things after this whiz through the sign of Sagittarius. But there is a wrinkle that Mercury is going to go retrograde in December in Capricorn and go back into Sagittarius to 22 degrees. So anything that comes up for you now, any thoughts, any beliefs, we're going to be revisiting. And then the moon will move into the sign of Leo at 11 a.m. Eastern on the Friday. Nice for a Friday, you know, moon in Leo is quite joyful, wants some fun, and it's a nice for the coming weekend. And then we have Jupiter over here on the Friday afternoon is going to try and fold us the Pandora's box. And, you know, we might get some news around money structures, things like that. But it's a trine, it's supportive. It could be good news, to be quite honest. And then the moon is going to come over, start in Leo, and we'll trine Ceres. Okay, Ceres, fiery. So Leo to Ceres, the moon will trine Ceres and trine Mars and head towards a trine with the sun. Fire, passion, creativity, fun. Ceres is what nurtures us. Give yourself some fun on Friday night, okay, because that's a really good one. And then we move into Saturday, December the 2nd. And we start with the moon in Leo, right on the north node of the USA, incidentally, and the moon is going to square Jupiter. And so Pallas Athena's coming up too. So we've got another T-square building. So the moon will square Pallas Athena first. That's a fixed one. What are we making real? What are we kind of fixing in place? And let's get really down and create some strategies here for having some fun and bringing some more joy into our lives based on our very core deep values and our deep emotions that we've been kind of looking at for some time. And then the moon will trine the sun in Sagittarius. That's more action and creative and passion and fun. I'm liking these aspects at the end of the week. Mercury will move to 1 degree and sextile Saturn. Remember, we started with a square. And so we get some clarity. Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn. We get some clarity around how we are going to, move beyond those limiting beliefs and let go of them. And what does it say? Soar like the eagle of your sacred visions. Okay. And so later on, we've not got many other aspects that day. The moon finishes the day on December the 2nd with a trine to Chiron. So more fire and healing, kind of burn it off kind of energy. Let's move forward. I'm done with sitting in this stew kind of energy. But Mars over here comes up and squares Hecate. And Mars in Sagittarius likes action, likes moving forward, likes really, like it, you could picture Mars in Sagittarius as one of those Olympians who does that running and then shoots his arrows at the target. It's like, move forward on my path. I know where I'm going now. Mars is saying, let's get on with it kind of thing. And so on to the 3rd, which is Sunday, and then we'll move into Monday morning and we're done. So on Sunday the 3rd, the moon will come up and square Uranus and oppose Hygeia. So kind of more about what radical changes are we going to make that really calm that nervous system. This is also going to activate, because when the moon gets to 20 degrees, it's activating that Venus star point that's current from 20 Leo on August the 13th. And this square is really kind of going to also collectively have us take a good look at what radical changes we can make that are for the good or the preventative health of the people as a whole, the humanitarian causes and so on. So quite revolutionary, quite rebellious on the Sunday that's coming in. So it's a lunar aspect, so it moves quite quickly, but you know, it's still pretty big. Then the biggest aspect of the day on Sunday, December the 3rd, is that Venus comes up and squares Pluto. Now, I think Venus and Pluto have very similar energies. They are both about desire. Venus is coming off that south node, having opposed Eris. Pluto is the planet of death and transformation and rebirth, and like the caterpillar. And this is really saying, what have we learned, Venus in Libra, about this not playing nice for the sake of it, this not being codependent, this putting ourselves first, and how are we going to change the structures of our lives to do that? And then the moon in Leo will try and aspect the nodes, will activate all of this, just to kind of dig down the lesson of everything. And I think that's about it. But then into Monday morning, we are quickly going to look into Monday morning, just to kind of, I'll cover this again a little bit next week in the video. We start with the moon in Virgo next Monday morning. Get to work, right work, opposing Saturn, who's now on the move. You can see in this week, Saturn has moved, well, we started the week at 58 minutes, so he's moved 18 minutes. He's gaining speed. He's saying get to work on your right work, on really kind of being whole and about the card again. It's quite astounding how this card, I literally did just pull it out of the deck. I did not choose it. But let me read you the quote again. The world would have you agree with us with its dismal dream of limitation, but the light would have you soar like the eagle of your sacred visions, by Alan Cohen. And I'm just going to read you a little bit more and then I'll let you go. But before I say that, I forgot to ask you to subscribe to my channel, give me a thumbs up, leave me a comment. Do you like the week ahead videos more than a really long month ahead one? Do you like it broken down in chunks? I am going to try and get them up a little earlier, but not too early either. But anyway, this is the principle of recognizing an awakening to repetitive patterns that bind, limit, and restrict our growth and evolution. The Hanged Man is the pattern breaker. In order to break limiting patterns, it's often necessary to take a distinctly different posture or stance, such as turning ourselves literally and figuratively upside down to get another view of a restrictive pattern or stuck place in consciousness that is being experienced. So this is about moving beyond ego and trusting the deeper aspects of who we are. This is the state of surrender and acceptance, which is the preliminary step required before we can free ourselves from destructive and limiting patterns in our lives. Okay, but I want to just look at the card as well. This is about bringing the source down into you. Okay, I'm bringing it down to earth, which is very much about our collective journey right now. And so do those self-care lists, really kind of know that this is a week to make some radical changes. And if you go, yeah, I'll make that list, then and don't do it, because I've talked about it before, then maybe it's time to do it, for an example. But you're allowed to make your own changes too. This is just my suggestion. But these are all changes to put yourself first, to move towards self-care, to move towards self-love, so that you are whole unto yourself, putting yourself first and not reliant on anybody else or any structures for their approval, for to meet your unmet needs. It's about meeting your own unmet needs, right? Okay, because you can't make anybody else meet them. You can hope they will, but you can't make them. All right, my loves, I will see you next time.